Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio. Brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com. Now, here's your host.
Lee Cantor here, another episode of Atlanta Business Radio, and this is going to be a good one. But before we get into it, I'd like to thank our sponsor, OnPay. Without them, we could not be sharing this important information and doing these interviews. So thank you, OnPay, and please support them. Today on Atlanta Business Radio, we have Dr. Daniel Caraway, and he is with RWDC Industries. Welcome, Daniel.
Thank you very much. It's great to be with you.
Well, tell us about RWDC. How are you serving folks?
We are really focused on replacing single-use plastics in everyday articles that we use in food service and in food packaging. Our effort is to really improve people's lives and work by making materials available that are better for us in terms of our health and our safety and enable us to do a better job being stewards of our environment. So we're really excited about the new materials that we're developing, and we have just a tremendous amount of interest in the way that we can improve people's lives and work with these better material choices.
So how'd you get into this line of work?
I've always been interested in natural resources, and I really enjoy looking at how nature solves problems. Many of the problems that you see in nature are the same kind of challenges that we have as we're trying to live our lives in a modern culture and society. And many of the things that we want to try to find as solutions, nature has already solved the problem. And so I've always been interested in looking at how we can adapt nature solutions to everyday challenges that we have. So I probably spent more time in school than I should studying all that and trying to get prepared to implement some real world solutions from what we find in nature.
So now what did you find in nature that helped you come up with the solution that you developed?
So in this particular case, what we've actually, as a scientific community, we've known about this material for decades, actually a little over 100 years. This material that we're utilizing is a natural polymer. It's actually made by almost every living organism. Actually, we as humans make these materials in our bodies every day. And what we've done is develop a way to harvest a material that occurs naturally and do that at large scale at a price point that makes it commercially viable. So polymers are materials that are used in packaging. They're used to help us distribute food efficiently and safely. Currently, we use polymers that are derived from natural gas and oil and things that we mine from the earth. And our idea is to find polymers that are not the result of mining activities, but they're the result of naturally occurring renewable processes. And so it's just a matter of making a better material choice to fulfill a need that exists in society today, and we're actually using materials to meet that need, but they're not maybe the best choices in terms of us being able to be healthy and environmentally responsible.
So now, as your firm figured out a way to create these materials at scale now affordably so that it can replace some of those other plastic materials?
Yes, that's correct. We are in the process of completing our first reasonably large-scale production facility here in Athens. It's really, in the large scheme of things, a demonstration-type facility. And as we utilize the output of that facility, to enable our customers to make the material changes, then we will scale up for larger capacities to launch commercial scale utilization of this material. And the key is these materials have to be available at large scale and at a price point that makes it commercially viable.
So now, which industries are the first ones that are open to trying your new materials?
It's, as I described earlier, the food packaging and food service industries. In addition to those broad areas of application, there are a lot of personal care items that are made with materials that are typically a single-use item or a short-term use item, where if we're using it for just a few minutes or a few hours and then we're done with it and ready to discard it, those are the kinds of materials that we're targeting. So it would be things like food service items you get when you go to a quick serve restaurant, your beverage container, maybe the container, the clamshell container that your meal comes in. It can be drinking straws. It can be single-use cutlery. It can be packaging films. If you go to the freezer section and buy a meal in a frozen container, or even the refrigerator section where we use paper for packaging, the coatings on those paper articles can be made with our material as well. So
replace bottles yet?
We are actually working on some types of bottles. I would say that there is at least some segment of the bottle industry that we could replace. It depends on what the bottle is going to be used for. For something simple like a water bottle, for things like shampoos and soaps, those are the types of bottles that it's pretty straightforward to replace. There's so many different types of bottles that we're really focusing currently on just some of the simpler containers like water bottles and shampoo and soap bottles, personal care type applications.
The consumer seems to be clamoring for some sort of replacement for plastic when it comes to these kind of products that you're talking about. Are they willing to pay? I would imagine this is going to cost more than the bottle in the plastic world produces. Has it been shown that the consumer will pay more for this?
Largely it has. The reason that the brand owners we're working with are asking us for help and solutions is because their customers are indicating to them that they want a different type of packaging. They want something that's going to, be healthier for them and a better choice for the environment. The actual cost differential is not that large. If you were buying a meal from a quick serve restaurant and your meal was packaged in a biopolymer such as we would produce versus packaged in petroleum derived polymers, the difference in the cost of that meal in the packaging would only be, fractions of a penny, maybe a penny or at the most two. So, there's not a big difference in cost when it comes to what an individual consumer would see in a normal everyday package. For example, a shampoo bottle, there wouldn't be 2 cents difference in the cost to package it in a renewable based polymer versus a conventional polymer.
So then why aren't they switching? Then why aren't the organizations switching to this more environmentally friendly material?
The primary reason now is availability. These materials are new And so the production capacity does not yet exist to make them available at the quantities that are needed for a global brand to launch a new package. We're working diligently to remedy that. And so as we go as quickly as we can to increase capacity, you know, that's our main focus. It does take some time to be able to build production facilities that can supply the kind of quantities that are needed, because many of these packaging applications, you know, coated paper alone, there's over 20 million tons of utilization of polymers just to coat paper in the food service and food packaging market. So it's really, you know, staggering quantities of material that are needed. And the primary reason that brand owners haven't yet converted is there's just not enough material available as yet.
And then you've recently gotten some funding to help kind of alleviate that, I would imagine.
That's correct, yes. The funding that we've just raised is targeted toward increasing our production capacity.
And then so you have companies, is this happening now in the wild? Your product is out of kind of the theoretical stage and into actually, there's actually products of yours on shelves, or what stage are you in your business growth?
Yeah, we're at the development stage now. We are working with companies to develop materials that they will commercialize once we have the capacity available for them to utilize. So you can't today go and find a product on the shelf, but we anticipate that in 2021, it will become fairly common to find these type products on the shelf. And there will be, you know, there will be small regional launches of products all throughout 2021, and then, you know, growing pretty rapidly after that.
And then, and when that happens, then this is going to have a big impact on the amount of plastics that are kind of floating in the oceans and things like that.
You know, the plastics that are currently floating in the oceans are a major issue. And, you know, the things that we're doing are not going to directly result in removal of those materials. There are organizations that are actively working to try to remove those materials from the ocean. But we do believe that over time, utilization of these type materials that we're offering will reduce the amount of plastic that makes it into places where it doesn't belong, like the ocean or our streams or our backyards even. But the important thing about, containing solid waste is good, robust, efficient solid waste management systems. And a lot of the plastics that are in the oceans today come from areas of the world where their solid waste management systems aren't particularly robust. So what we see is that these new materials enable us to begin making an enduring, lasting change in how we think about the resources that we use. And so we want to think about appropriate materials with good end-of-life options and combine that with responsible waste management. And over time, all of those things working together will result in less pollution in our environment and also, you know, healthier choices for us as consumers as we're utilizing these materials.
So now if somebody wanted to learn more and have a more substantive conversation, who is the right company to work with you at this stage?
People can go directly to our website, which is rwdc-industries.com. And there are areas in that website where we can be contacted directly. We also work very closely with the University of Georgia, the New Materials Institute at the University of Georgia, and people can contact the New Materials Institute as well. there are growing numbers of both industrial trade groups, research institutions, universities, and companies like RWDC that are working hard to address, you know, the problem that we have with single-use plastics. But we're certainly eager and available to talk to anyone who would like to find solutions.
Good stuff. Well, thank you so much for your work, and the problem you're trying to solve is very large, and the impact you're going to make is going to be great for this planet. Well, thank you for doing what you do.
It's our pleasure, and thank you very much for having us on, and we look forward to talking to you again as other good developments occur.
Sounds good. All right. This is Lee Cantor. It was another episode of Atlanta Business Radio. And don't forget to support our sponsor, OnPay. Without them, we could not be sharing these important stories.
Today's episode of Atlanta Business Radio is brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com. We'll be right back.